Joshua.
If we can just come and do your blood test, darling. Okay? If you want, bring your toy over. There you go. So if you get all your bits out. Well done.
I need to put this strip in to here, yeah? And then I want my finger and then I on the wet bit, then I dry it.
And do we have to try and use a different finger every time?
Yeah.
That's it. That's so your fingers don't get too tired, isn't it?
I'm trying to put it in.
And do we have to do it on the middle of our finger or the side?
The side.
Can you remember what your reading should be, your blood sugar?
Between 4 and 10.
Between 4 and 10. Now we've got to wait 5 seconds for your machine to tell us what your blood sugar is.
6.4.
So that's a really good reading today, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right, so we're going to write that in your book, aren't we?
Yeah.
And how many times a day do we have to test your blood sugar, Joshua?
3. But it's very rare to have an injection at lunchtime. Very rare.
Yeah. So you have to test when we wake up, at school, tea time, and then at bedtime. Or sometimes if your readings are being too high or too low, we have to do extra blood tests, don't we?
Yeah, and very, 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 very rarely I have to do ketones.
You have to test for your ketones, don't you, when your blood sugars are high or if you've been poorly?
Yeah.
Right, so that's your blood test done. So what do we need to do now?
We need to do my injection.
And what's in your injection?
Insulin.
So do you and want to set your pen up?
Yeah.
So what do we do first?
We shake it to get the insulin mixed up.
That's right, because it's a mixed insulin.
And now we need to pull this off.
That's your needle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to check? Are you okay?
How many units, Mummy?
Right, at the moment, for tea time, we're doing 8.5 units, aren't we?
I thought we got it down to 8.
Well, we had, but then, because your readings were starting to be a bit high in the morning, we're giving you some extra insulin to be working overnight, so we've increased it by 0.5 unit, haven't we? So should we just check? You've got 8.5, Mummy checks. Well done, that's spot on. And have you got insulin on the end? So you know it's all working, okay? And where are we going to do your injection tonight? In your
leg.
Where else can we do your injection?
We can't do it in my tummy or my arm yet, but we can do it in my leg or my bottom.
So are you going to choose which leg you want to do it on, Joshua?
It's
right leg, yeah? Go on, so have you come and sit with Mummy?
Actually, no, it's not pulled up.
That's it, it's pulled up. Mummy's hands are a bit cold. Good boy.
There.
Okay, that's a good
all
plus.
Of them.
All of them?
Still all of them.
Still all of them.
Still
of them.
Still all of them.
Still all of them. Still all of them.
Still all of them.
Still all of them.
Okay, go.
Good boy. Okay. In it goes. There we go. Give it a good rub. Good rub. That's it. And why is it important that we do it in different places, Joshua? Can you remember?
Otherwise, one leg might get too many bruises.
So you've done your injection, then we can get tea for you soon, can't we?
Yeah.
Well done. What do you think is the worst thing about having it?
That I have to do injections. Not nice.
They're not nice, no. But you're very brave of them, aren't you, Joshua? And you're very good. And what's your golden rule of diabetes?
Don't let it stop me.